Good morning. I've been nervous since our pastor asked me to give my testimony. I feel that nothing that I've done in my lifetime was worthy of standing here this morning to talk about. I've always thought of myself as just an ordinary person that would smile as we passed on the street. I was educated in Catholic school and felt as though I had always known the Lord. But in the 1980s, I became born again and began my serious walk with God. I had no reason to believe I wouldn't go on living the same life with no bumps in the road. Everything looked clear sailing ahead. This morning, I would like to focus on God's presence and gifts in my life. I believe when we're born, God tucks into each one of us a talent that he will reveal sometime in our lives. Mine came with a purpose and a timing. When I was a teenager, I had the burning desire to become an interior designer. When my mother would go shopping, she would many times come home and her house would be rearranged, and she did not appreciate it. Upon graduation from Seton High School, I asked my father to send me to college to become an interior designer. He refused and demanded that I become a nurse. I did not take chemistry or Latin, and my interest did not go that direction. Therefore, I did not go to college. I went on to marry and have three daughters and applied my interest in creating a beautiful home. I became an antique dealer, specializing in antique lace and textiles, and did several decorator show houses. But one day, 30 years ago, without warning, I suddenly became a widow. My husband owned his own business, of which I did not know the name of his employees, let alone how to shut down a business. He left no will, and his business was failing. God was there through every phone call, every return of files, etc. Those were black days. I had far too little experience in knowing how to cope with my grief and the grief of three girls who missed their father. I had 14, 17, and 21-year-old daughters who needed to be educated. Having no acceptable qualifying resume to offer an employer, I stayed home to finish raising my youngest girl and then answered a small ad in the Howard County Times for a model home greeter with a well-known builder. They hired me. One daughter was in University of Maryland, another went on to Elon College, and my youngest to Boston Conservatory. God gifted her with an amazing voice, and upon graduation, went on the national tour of Evita, many times playing the lead. Later, she joined the cast of Les Miserables on Broadway for several years, many times doing the title role and did many national tours. She is now sharing her gift with her church family. About 2 years as a greeter, an opening for a design coordinator was offered to me. God's little gift that he had tucked inside me when I left heaven was revealed. And it became the way I was able to earn the money to educate my girls and to take care of myself. I helped a few hundred buyers make their dream come true as my own dream materialized and bloomed. I learned that our gifts don't necessarily come late and are solely given by God for us, but are meant to be shared gifts to those he puts in our path at the right time. God has been there with me through many tragic events, with the death of loved ones and my breast cancer. But never once has his presence not been there when he knew I needed him desperately. Thank you, Lord. Amen.